This podcast is brought to you by Davidoff Cool Water Game, the new fragrances for him and for her.
Tonight, let's just stay in so I can just sniff you.
Okay.
We watched The OC. We're all big fans of that.
Oh,
Misha Barton died on that show.
Oh, it's never going to be the same without her.
It's not, but who cares? Doesn't matter that she's dead on that because she's alive and well in Australia for David Jones. We got Misha Barton on the phone now from her hotel room or wherever she is.
Where are you, Misha?
Hi,
Dar. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Welcome to the country.
Thank you.
Have you had a good time since you've been here?
Yeah, no, I really have so far.
Now, have they just been dragging you around to department stores and putting you in dresses and sticking you in front of media, or have you been able to suck up some of the sights?
Well, actually, today I think I'm going to do a bit more of that. I only got in yesterday, so I was a bit jet-lagged.
Jet-lagged, right. Yeah.
Day before yesterday. See, I'm really jet-lagged.
Let me warn you on some things that they're going to try and get you to do that I would suggest you would not do.
What?
Climb the bridge, forget about it.
Yeah, that takes a long
time. No, they mentioned climbing the bridge, actually.
Yeah.
Apparently it takes like 2 hours.
Yeah, yes. Forget that.
Yeah.
You have to wear a very ugly jumpsuit to do it.
No, but that can be fun, though. That can definitely give you a great view of Sydney.
But when you're a young, hot girl in a town for about 5 minutes, the last thing you want to do is spend 2 hours climbing a bridge.
Well, what would you like to do, Misha?
I think we're going to take a boat ride on the harbour today, actually, around lunchtime when I have some time off.
Lovely. Oh, good. Okay. Now, you're travelling with your family. Do you always travel with your parents and your sister?
Not always, but I like to when I can. I have my dad, my sister, and my mum here with me this time. So.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of a lot of us.
You know a thing I really like about you, Misha?
What?
That you're one of the few Hollywood celebrities that doesn't go out with a pretty gay-looking dude. Your boyfriends are always, you obviously pick him from the heart and you're after the rugged man and you're after a man who's a man's man.
A lot of men like to hear that too. Now, your time on the OC is up and we only just saw that recently, a few weeks ago, the final episode was shown. Do you look back on your time working on the OC as a positive one?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. I had so much fun working on that show. It was intense. We did 3 really great, intense years. And then, you know, it's a bit of a relief now to be able to look back on it. But, oh, we had so much fun.
Was it sad that last day that you were on set, you know, with Rachel and all the whole crew, were their tears shed?
Oh, yeah, of course. It was sad. I mean, you know, it's strange leaving a show that you've worked with those people day in and day out for 3 years. Mm. But, you know, we tried to make it as fun and happy as we possibly could towards the end, but it was definitely sad.
So that was the saddest day. The best day would have been the lesbian kiss.
Yeah, depending who you ask.
Now, there have been rumours that you might be appearing on Desperate Housewives, being one of the newest housewives. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, well, it was news to me too, but no, not really.
You can't be a housewife.
I've been working. That's what I thought, but no, I know. I have no idea where that came from. That's another one of those things. I'm not sure.
I'm going to tell you something embarrassing.
Yeah.
Jackie here has always loved you, and everyone, you know, everyone here is Misha. Oh, did you see this? Misha Barton. And I was like, yeah. And I used to think you were great and cute and watch TV. But when I saw you in the flesh at a party in Los Angeles, we're at a GM party.
Yeah.
You were there, and you had your little BlackBerry in one hand, and you were cruising, and I thought... And then we pretty much came face to face, and I thought, wow, now I know what everyone's talking about.
Oh, thanks.
So how do you be so beautiful?
What a question.
Do I really want to answer that?
No, you don't have to answer it. Now, Jeff, our newsreader, is homosexual, and he wants to ask a homosexual question. Go for it, Jeff.
I want to know how you managed to... Hi, Misha.
Hi.
I just want to know how you managed to look so fabulous all the time.
That's what I just asked, and she laughed and said she wasn't going to answer it.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
It was too embarrassing and ridiculous question.
What do you think of Sydney so far?
Oh, forget, don't even...
Have you been to Oxford Street?
Don't even answer his dopey question.
Are you doing some shopping here, Misha?
Hopefully I will be. I've been being educated on Australian designers since I got here.
You're allowed to just go into David Jones and take whatever you want.
I wish.
I think that should be
you
part of the deal.
Absolutely.
If you said, today I want to just walk around David Jones taking things I want, I reckon David himself would come down and say, no problem, you can do that.
Jackie A Show.